This interview is part of our physical medicine and rehabilitation career path series. We'll be speaking to different physical medicine and rehabilitation practitioners, also called physiatrists, about their career experiences. The American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation is presenting this series to provide insight into the variety of practice types available in this field. We will be talking to Dr. Martin Lanoff, who is a private practice physiatrist in Vernon Hills, Illinois. He focuses on outpatient musculoskeletal and interventional pain medicine. He is a clinical assistant professor at Rosalind Franklin University, Chicago Medical School. He is also a member of the Board of Governors of the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation through 2011.
Why did you pick the field of physical medicine and rehabilitation?
I was towards the end of my first year of general surgery. It was about 3 a.m. and the attending that I respected the most came in for an appendectomy. And he came in to see the patient. Actually, it was about 1 a.m. and about 3 a.m. and about 5 a.m. he kept checking on the patient. And I noticed the other surgery attendings would just say, stay home and say, get serial CBCs, and if they spike, it means the patient perforated, and I'll come in. Or one or two of the other attendings would do that. And I didn't want to be that attending. But I also looked at this doctor that I respected, who's in his mid-50s, family guy, 3 a.m, 5 a.m, he's waking up, checking on this one appendectomy patient. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't mind working hard. I work hard as it is. I spent many years doing 14-hour days. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy who's staying home, saying call in the serial CBCs, but I also don't want to be the guy at 55 getting up for one patient in the middle of the night, doing that 2 nights a week. That was not the kind of lifestyle that I wanted. So I said, I've got to find myself something else. I ended up meeting up with a physician whose, strangely enough, name I don't even remember, talking a lot about physical medicine rehab. He was from Columbia, New York. I said, you know what? I really like the sound of that.
And I take it he was a physical medicine.
He was, right, I'm sorry, he was a physiatrist. Correct.
Tell me about how did you get to where you are as far as your career path?
Initially, I was in practice with a physician. Things didn't work out. Very nice guy, but things didn't work out after the first year. In general, I don't know how enforceable they are, but I had a non-compete clause, which means you can't open up and just open up a practice within a certain amount of miles away. You have to go a certain distance.
And where was this?
This was in Chicago. I'm from, born and raised in Chicago. I live 5 blocks from my parents. Still do. In any event, I realized I didn't want to be in this practice, but because of the way things went out, the non-compete clause was not enforceable. And I called around and asked different people, and I networked. And I said, anybody have any idea what might be a good place to rent some space? Because I had to go out on my own at that point. I was not happy in the practice where I was. And one of the people that I'd called was an orthopedic group, and they said, how did you know? And I go, how did I know what? And they said, how did you know that we have an office for rent? And I basically rented from these guys. And they utilized my services quite a bit initially. You know, there's a danger to working for an orthopedic group, working for them, and that is you pretty much have to take all comers. You have to see the good patients with the bad, the ones that you don't necessarily want to see in your practice, the ones that nobody else wants to see, and people whom you may not even be able to help, but you still have to take that on early on in your practice. You also can't be in control of your own destiny. So I kept myself as a solo practitioner. I was somewhat selective about the patients so I could gear my practice towards what it was that I wanted to do, which is primarily acute pain, outpatient musculoskeletal, not so much the chronic pain aspect. And I've never looked back at that. I did a wonderful thing as well. There was a tremendous multidisciplinary pain clinic called the Lake Forest Center for Rehabilitation in my area. I was on staff there for a couple of years. One of my mentors was a guy named Dr. Ron Paul, who is now an ex-president of the American Academy of Pain Medicine. Taught me quite a bit about the psychosocial issues of chronic pain and how to deal with chronic pain patients. And it made me very comfortable with dealing with them and very adept at it. It's not something I choose to do in my practice. It is, however, something I'm adept at doing if it comes up. Nowadays, if someone calls my office and says, I have chronic pain, we screen them, and the majority of them, we actually refer directly to them because they will do a better job than I will.
Thank you for listening to this podcast presented by the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. For more information, visit our website at www.aapmr.org.